All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And with tax season here, you can contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, it was announced yesterday that wrestling mogul Vince McMahon is set to launch his new version of the XFL in the year 2020. Now, of course, McMahon had an unsuccessful run with the original XFL back in 2001, but he has decided to make some changes. This time around, it's going to be more of the focus on football, not as much on, the quote-unquote the extra entertainment, with the cheerleaders and being over the top, this, that, and the third. It's more solely focused on football. He's going to have eight teams. They're going to play a 10-game schedule, 4-team playoff. The winners, of course, of the semifinal games go to the championship game. And the bottom line is, will it work? To me, McMahon is attempting to strike it rich after some people have been turned off by the NFL in recently due to the national anthem protest. You look at McMahon's relationship with President Donald Trump, and I think he's trying to feed off of all of that and, trying to get people intrigued about his league. However, to me, he's fighting a real uphill battle because over the years, the NFL has shown that they are tough to topple. You figure the AFL and the USFL really pushed them, but we've seen leagues come after that time, and they haven't even come close to competing with the NFL. Youth participation is down around the United States in football. Football is a declining sport due to the lingering injuries that carry on long after a player's career, especially with the head injuries. And we see all of the issues with CTE. So I don't see how this is going to be a successful venture for him. And you look at McMahon and himself with the WWE, they've basically eliminated, chair shots to the head in their program due to, lawsuits that he and his company have had over the years, the issues with CTE as well. And I think this is simply Vince McMahon's ego getting the best of him. Vince McMahon is a guy that does not like to lose. And that's not a knock on him, because you cannot have the success that he has had in life if you simply took losses and were happy with him. He wants to come back and attempt to make things right after, his first run with the XFL, but it's not going to be easy. Now, he's the sole money man this time around, so he's calling the shots. I don't see it being a situation where he gets a TV deal for this. He'll probably try to stream it online, just like he did with his WWE network that has issues as well as far as getting subscribers. But for me, I wish him all the best. Vince McMahon is a, top of the line, businessman, but I really don't see it working out. Like I said, football is a declining sport. McMahon also made part of his statement that, players won't be allowed to use that platform for social or political issues. And of course, I know that is a big part of the climate right now of the National Football League. So that is going to push some players that might be interested in playing in the league off. And it's a situation, any league, any entertainment platform, you need stars. I don't see it being a situation where guys are going to be willing to leave the NFL and play for Vince McMahon. He's not going to pay them the type of money that they can get in the National Football League, and he's not going to give them the type of leeway to do some of the things that they can do in the National Football League. So, any guys that you're going to see there are basically guys that can't get it done in the NFL anymore, and I don't see fans really tuning in to, to really get engaged by that sport. I mean, don't get me wrong. The NFL has its own issues, but I don't see the XFL pushing them, and I don't see the XFL coming off with a new brand of football that is going to entice people to get on board. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up, and as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single A affiliate of the New York Mets. And if you missed the fun and excitement in 2017, the Cyclones 2018 campaign will begin this June at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. There is also the sports discussion group on Facebook at the Sports Depot 365. Feel free to drop a line, become a member, and be a part of one of the good and best sports debates going on social media. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.